welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Bless you, dear ones. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we can be together again to share the good things of God, to gather in the anointing and presence of Jesus and with the Word of God. And we've been looking this week, or just starting to, looking at Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, that very well-known vision he had of the Valley of Dry Bones. And we just started going through the verses, and as we looked at that first verse, the word of the Lord says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, carried him out in the spirit of the Lord, set him down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." And so what we were sharing, the importance of what Ezekiel was saying there, "The hand of the Lord was upon me." Beloved, we need the hand of the Lord upon us. When we are saved, when we give our hearts to the Lord, when we're born again, the Spirit of God comes into our spirit. We become born again, or become that new creation. We're born from above. We are something that did not exist before. We are a child of God. That is who we are, a new creation in Him. But the scriptures talk about, and it's not the time to go into, that empowering that comes, which was declared on the day of Pentecost. Jesus said, "Don't go anywhere. I'm giving you a great commission, but don't go anywhere until you go to Jerusalem and tarry until the Spirit, the promise of my Father," which was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit given to every single believer from that point in time on. Under the old covenant, the Holy Spirit would come upon, the hand of the Lord would be on the priest, the prophet, and the king. However, beloved, we have been blessed in this new dispensation. God wants the fullness of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. That's the only way we're going to have power with God. It is the hand, the power, the anointing of God upon us. And that, for those of you who have Spirit-filled walking, you know what that is, the anointing of God coming upon a person, coming upon an individual to minister, to preach, to prophesy, to move in the gifts, to lay hands on the sick, whatever it is that God is leading a person to do in obedience to the leading of God, then, beloved, that's the Spirit of God. God working in us both to do and to will. Jesus said, "The same works that I do, even greater works, shall you do because I go to my Father." Obviously, Jesus, we may not understand it, that hypostatic union, the very essence, the existence of God in human flesh. But he did what he did as a man empowered by the Spirit of God. That's why he did not begin his public ministry till he was baptized by John in the Jordan. Remember, John says, What are you doing coming to me? I need to be baptized of you." And he said, suffer us to fulfill all righteousness." John said, "I heard the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending as a dove upon Jesus." And then from that point on, that's when he began his earthly ministry, starting with the first miracle at the wedding of Cana. And so, beloved, the same thing is true to us. It was the Spirit, the hand of God upon Ezekiel that took him in the Spirit, that he could see this amazing revelation of what God wanted to do, not only to natural Israel, but through His people. It was a prophetic word for the generations, the centuries to come, of those who would believe on the Lord, of those who would be Abraham's seed, Abraham's children. Abraham, Jesus said, it just flipped the Jews out. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Abraham rejoiced to see my day. That just they could not handle that. It was total blasphemy. Because their hearts weren't open, they had no spiritual understanding. Why? Because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. At any rate, here, the word of the Lord, I just have to read chapter 61 of Isaiah. And this is what Jesus, when he opened the book in the synagogue, the Bible, they didn't call it the Bible, but it was the scroll of Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." He didn't say that at the day of vengeance of our God, that is yet to come, to comfort all that mourn, Isaiah goes on. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. For what purpose? That he may be glorified. You know, right now, I want to pray, because I don't know. I no matter how close you're walking with God, let me tell you, we are under spiritual warfare, the body of Christ, as never before. And there is a spirit of heaviness. Beloved, I'd like you to agree with me. There are those, perhaps in your own life, I've experienced it. You're doing everything you know, and there's just a heaviness, and you just drag yourself around just trying to do what you know you need to do. That is not the Lord. The Spirit will quicken us to newness of life. And that means that renewed, that refreshing in the Spirit. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of heaviness. Father, your people are united right now. Those that are praying with me, Father, we rebuke that spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. And, Father, we loose the garment of praise. We thank you, Lord, that we are already clothed with that garment of righteousness, the beautiful garments of salvation. But, Lord, that is something we choose to take, the garment of praise. And Father, you've come to set us free. Jesus has come to set us free. His anointing, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, was on Jesus, and Lord, it is on us to proclaim liberty to the captives. So Father, right now, I thank you, garment of praise. Father, I thank you, heaviness is bound, sadness is bound, sorrow of heart is bound, brokenness of spirit is healed. And Father, I thank you for your goodness and your work that you do to set your people free. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, whatsoever you have need of by faith, reach out unto me." Let your heart, your spirit reach out unto your God. Lift up your hands, lift up your heart, lift up your, open your mouth, that I can fill it with good things, that you will know that I am the Lord that will renew your youth, your strength, even as the eagle. And I would have you to soar with me into the heights. You are seated with your Christ in heavenly places. And I would that you would see with new understanding and new and increased revelation the spiritual perspective from the height of the throne of God, that you have been redeemed. You are victorious. So live in that eternal realm. Live in the kingdom of God. You have received, the kingdom of God is within you. Beloved, a time is coming when the kingdom of the Lord, the kingdom of Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, shall be established on the earth. But for now, you live in it. In the Spirit, you belong. You live and move in Christ. In Him, we live and move and have our being. Does not the Scriptures declare that? So, beloved, partake, drink deeply from the waters of life, drink deeply from the fountain that never runs dry. Drink for the quenching of thirst, the thirst of your souls, and you shall see that there is plenty. I spread my table before you. Come, beloved, and eat. Beloved, come and drink. Drink freely of the cup of the Lord, the cup of blessing. that I, and I anoint your head with oil. I bring you into a place in your God, a new day, a new place where you shall experience the strength of your God. For the Lord speaks to you right now that you shall receive strength in your physical mortal body, strength in your mind, strength in your soul. You shall have renewed vision, renewed purpose, and you shall glorify me and you shall praise me, because I shall turn your mourning into dancing and into praise, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, grant it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? That we can be his planting, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're not getting very far in the message, but that's all right. We're going to let Jesus have his way, the Holy Spirit of God. We have been talking about the amazing vision that Ezekiel had, described in chapter 37 of Ezekiel, and we've gotten just as far as the first verse, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And beloved, that's what we need, his hand, his power, his anointing upon us. That's what enabled Ezekiel to see and be carried in the spirit, to see this amazing vision that is so rich with spiritual truth and understanding that together we're going to share in the days ahead. And in verse 2, it says, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. This was a valley of dry bones, a picture of utter desolation. Very many, very dry, portraying a wrecked and a ruined people. And beloved, while this does apply to natural Israel, I say that it applies in a great extent to the church today. Oh, I know there's a remnant on fire, and we're praying that the church as a whole will be returned to their first love, and they will not be deceived and discard false doctrine, that they won't let apostasy separate them from the truth of the living Word of God. Well, we're going to continue on with the Lord's help tomorrow. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, if you need to experience the anointing of God, if you need to be delivered, if you need healing in your body, you cannot function if you're physically ill, God, that has been part of the new covenant by the stripes of Jesus. Peter said, you have already been healed. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for joining me. I love you, my radio family, my UCM partners. I pray for you every day and asking God's richest blessings upon you, and that you can fulfill them and experience the goodness and the blessings of the Lord that he has just for you. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.